Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. BPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah!
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up!
Let's go!
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa Vildeed, Saka Fed, Comestad. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper man's for his felon organ. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid. We get it morbid, view with the truth, or it will go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, this guy's behind the pulpit. You should try Luke and I, crucify, flesh, forfeit. I do cry abortion, it's legal, it's legal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torching. Still my course sins, I'll look back, say look what the Lord did.
Spiritual growth, a breaking. Church hurt. The pain. Can I overcome? Let's keep it real. Take the mask off. The shenanigans. You are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We're ready to walk, family. I know you are. Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with the blessed of indie music from all walks of life. And I am your humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. What is good, family? We pray that the word will impact your life and bring a fresh understanding and revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Family, before we get into the shenanigans of today's show, yes, we have a very exciting show for you today, but of course, we have the, the bipolar state of Texas. So, it is currently 78 degrees right now. We're going to have another storm, in another few minutes. It's been raining hard pretty much for the last, actually all weekend, but we need to rain, family, so I'm definitely not complaining. So again, thank you so very, very much for locking in to today's show. I'm pretty excited. I got a lot to say. It's been a month of some change. A lot of changes have happened, but we're definitely excited for the Lord of what the Lord is about to do with our ministry and with different ministries across the CTX. And of course, we don't do, you know, the Trump stuff, y'all. So we're not going to waste our time on the Trump stuff. But of course, I do want to celebrate birthdays. Yes, it's a lot to shout about. If you have a birthday this month, happy birthday to you from all of us here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We definitely thank you so very much in advance for giving your shout out on the page. Thank you for following us on the page. Thank you for following us right here on the Block Talk Radio Network. We are doing a lot, like I said before. There's a lot going on. But again, to God be the glory. We ain't going to waste no more time on Trump stuff. But I know my daughter, my baby daughter, has a birthday coming up. So, yes, I am very excited about that. She will be 2 years old. Yes, 2 years old. And we celebrate her life in another year that God has given me. She is actually a miracle in the making and in the walking and the talking. And we praise God so much for her. Also, I got to give a shout out to my beautiful, lovely wife, Shanice. Thank you so very much, baby, for doing what you do for the ministries, TPV Enterprises, as well as TPV Ministries. And the best is yet to come. Also, to my beautiful children, CJ, Tajanik, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and Tajanay. Daddy loves you all to pieces. Mwah. Thank you so very much for doing what you do. And thank you for giving Daddy the motivation that he needs on a day-to-day basis, not only from his kids and his wife, but also from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he has definitely helped me a lot in the last 2 years, and I'm just so humbled and thankful for what he has done thus far. But yes, we got the quote of the day. Of course, the quote of the day is something like this, and I hope we could take this nugget with you as well for the nugget of the day. And then the nugget of the day, or the quote of the day, reads as such: those times when you feel like quitting can be times of great opportunity for God to use your trouble to help you grow. That's a nugget to give you, family. Yes, definitely God uses every situation in our lives to bring us closer and closer to his will, his purpose, and his way. But family, I'm going to get out the way. We're done with all that. We have a very special guest coming up on the show today. We have Miss Tisha Lewis in the building, and we thank God so very much for her to be on the show today. She has a lot to talk about, so y'all are pretty much finished listening to me. Yeah, anyway, but anywho, family, y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
Let's get the ring rust off. Summer's voice, radio family, are you ready to walk? Well, I'm ready to walk. Y'all been ready to walk for the last 30-plus days. Let's get it. Let's go. When we come back, we have a very special guest on the show today. Miss Tisha Lewis in the building. Summer's Voice Reloaded right here on Block Talk Radio. Keep it locked, family. When we come back, we got our very special guest. Do not dare move a muscle and walk with me, family. Let's go. We'll be right back.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
You're more than a hero. You're my keeper, but this love is so much deeper. You're more than a hero. You want me to know your love, and you want to know my love. You're more than a hero. I hear you calling, and you're knocking on the door of my heart. You're more than a hero.
I picture paying for man in a mask, swooping in with a cape on his back. Strength that won't be overpowered, I'm never coward to the task. Fast as the speed of light, it seems he never lost a fight. We'll be there when the time I need, no matter where, day or night. That's exactly how I only saw Jesus Christ. Someone willing to fight my battles and be there when I need him on sight. Yes, he does all that, but he's much more than who we call in trouble. But when he calls, we all ignore. A hero, that's all he ever was to me. A relationship that was nothing further than the constant save me. See, a citizen will never get to know his hero. Citizens only know the fact he saves people. When you see them as a savior, the meaning's so much deeper on why the Lord saves us in our biggest mess ups. When you know how a father loves, you'll see the difference. It wasn't just a hero, but a father saving his own children.
You're my keeper, but the love is so much deeper. You're more than a hero. You want me to know your love, and you want to know my love. You're more than a hero. I hear you calling, and you're knocking on the door of my heart. You're more than a hero. How you long for me.
When trouble comes, it's you who I call now. I don't turn to the women or the drugs now. You're the source of my needs, source of my wants. I bow to you because I can now. You are more than a hero, cause you're always around. You don't only pop up in the midst of my dangers or midst of my trials. You don't wait for my hurt. You don't wait for my pain. You don't wait for my go-throughs or wait for my shame. When my back's on the wall, it's you that helps me stand tall. I don't go through life alone, you help me walk when I crawl. When I slip, I don't fall. When time's going good now, you make times great. All because your mercy and grace. How could I ever breathe if it wasn't for you blowing your breath in me? How could I ever sleep if it wasn't for you at night protecting me? How could I dream if it wasn't for you planting visions in me? You're all I need. I thank you so much for saving me. You're my provider, and a God who heals. You're more than a hero, because you are Jehovah's still.
You're my keeper, but the love is so much deeper. You're more than a hero. You want me to know your love, and you want to know my love. You're more than a hero. I hear you calling and you're knocking on the door of my heart. You're more than a hero. How you want for me and desire me.
You're listening to The Sound.
Please. keeping me bound. No, this can't be the end. Lost and so confused, help me understand.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Miss Tasha Lewis has an upcoming event coming in Killeen this Saturday, and you don't want to miss the ministry move that God laid on her heart, and her testimony is off the meat rack itself. Ladies and gentlemen, radio family, I introduce to you Miss Tasha Lewis. What's good,
Hello.
Family? Hey, God bless you.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you? Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
No problem. Well, I know you're a little pressed for time, but I'm definitely excited. It's been a minute. We're back on the air. We're back on the radio, and you are my first guest of the new season, and I'm definitely excited about that. But
enough about the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. The family would like to get to know who you are, so please tell the family who you are and a testimony of where God is taking you then and now.
Amen. Well, my name is Tishay Lewis. I was born and raised. I grew up in the streets of Killeen, downtown Killeen. I come from a background of drugs and prostitution and STDs and depression and suicide and just torment and darkness. And God set me free. He healed me from every STD. He restored my hope. He delivered me from shame. He has given me a new identity. He's given me a new name. When I was in the streets, my name was Kiki. And when I came to Christ, he was like, you're not going by that name anymore. You're going to start going by your middle name. And so my middle name is Tishay. This year, Tishay. I celebrate 7 years in Christ. And I'm still walking for the Lord. So in the last 2 years, I have been undergoing just drawing closer to the Lord, getting to know him and getting to know who I am in him. And so my testimony in Christ is that God delivered me. And he set me free. He set me free from control. He set me free from deception. He set me free from so many different things. You know, I am a minister of music, and so I would worship and minister to God, but my heart was far from him. And so I literally was living the verse that says you worship me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And, you know, the thing about it is the word of God says that the heart is deceiving above all. Our heart is more deceiving than Satan. Our own heart, he says, and it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? Which means there are things in our own heart that we don't even know are there. There are things in the deep parts of us that only Holy Spirit knows. And as we draw closer to the Lord and are willing to allow him to expose those dark and deceptive places in our heart, he will reveal it to us so that we can bring it to him so that he can set us free. And so I was deceived because I was thinking that because I was ministering and worshiping and the anointing of God was on me, as I would minister to people and I would be speaking at women's conferences and things like that, I associated that with I must be okay. When the word of God says that the gift of the calling are without repentance, he really means that. He doesn't revoke it, which means I could still be operating in my gift. God can still be using me, all the while I'm dealing with a Jezebel spirit, or I'm dealing with rejection, or I'm dealing with insecurity, and all of these things that I give to the enemy. So I'm working for God, but I'm really assisting the enemy because I don't really know who I am in Christ. And so that was my journey for 5 years, and about 2 years ago, the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. And so these last 2 years has just been an undoing and a renewing and a remaking of remolding me of who I am in God, getting in the Word, getting in His presence, practicing, hearing, and knowing the voice of God. And it's been beautiful. And I've been in the wilderness, and now He's calling me to step out of that wilderness into my promised land, for lack of a better term. And He's giving me Holy United, and I'm getting ready to birth this thing. It's been about 6 months in the making. There's been so many highs and lows, and encouragement and discouragement and hope and fears, and it's been such an amazing journey. But God is here, He's faithful, and yeah, we're moving forward. So that's where I'm at now.
Amen. Because I mean, because we met a couple of years back when I was at UITA Radio, and just the anointing of the gift that God given you alone with just your voice, it was a heart cry and a battle cry because of what you've endured and what you've gone through. And when you open up your mouth, it's like you can hear the chains falling off. And that's the ultimate reward, when you see God removing those chains and you're ministering to yourself. Because as a psalmist or as a minister, you have to minister to yourself first. In order for your ministry to be impactful, You have to minister to yourself in order for the Holy Spirit to engage the people that are listening and the engaging audience. And when we spoke in regards to your vision of in Killeen and being the preparation that it took for you to get to this point, could you let the family know just a little bit more within your preparation for your event coming up Saturday? Where did God take you? Like, what was your, I'm not going to say dark place, but what was the place that God said, you know what, this is what I need you to do right now, Tashe, in this season, and I don't want you to make any more excuses about it. I want you to move forward in faith. What was that it point for you when you said, you know what, God, I'm out of it, and I'm going to let you take it, and I'm going to allow you to take this event and allow it to not only bring unity in the faith, because we talked about that too, and we can dialogue that further, not only to bring unity in the faith, but to be able to cross all barriers as far as praise and worship. So what was that point when God said, you know what, I need you to do this right now?
Well, I had to back up. I had to back up to about a year ago, because a year ago, I had made a declaration from my mouth. I didn't even really know what I was saying at the time, but the declaration that I made was that I am going to choose to live righteous, and I'm going to choose to live holy. And at that time, I did not know what that meant, but soon after I would find out. And verses started to speak to me, like, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then just a few verses later, in Matthew 5, he said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. And so, and a few verses before that, he says, blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. And then he says, and the very thing that you hunger for, by the way, you're going to get persecuted for. And so Holy Spirit was showing me just some things that were going on in my life, and some things that he was calling me to confront in other people. And so there was a situation that I had to address with a particular person, and it was the most terrifying thing of my life. This was the closest person that I was, this was the closest person that I was to in Christ. This person was like a spiritual mother to me. This person took me under their wings, but God began to remove the scales from my eyes, and I began to see things from the spirit realm, and it blew me away. And so he called me to confront an issue, and ultimately it would end up costing me the church that I was in. It would end up costing me everything. I was in a place where everyone in my life was against me. I literally was by myself. But I confronted the issue in fear, but I did it because I had to make the decision, am I going to fear man or am I going to fear God? And I believe that every believer is going to have to face that at some point in their Christian walk, whether they realize it or not. Either I'm going to serve man and please them and be comfortable and be in a place of convenience where I don't have to confront confrontation, or I'm going to serve God and do even the difficult things, like in the Old Testament, the prophets, they got killed for being faithful to God. You know, their lives were on the line. And so I decided to go through in fear, in torment, in darkness, because the same bondage, the same door of bondage that I had entered into was the same door of bondage I had to exit out of. And so I had to go through. Wow. There were nights when I would just sit on my floor in the dark and just cry, because I was tormented, because I could feel the darkness, yet I could feel the presence of Holy Spirit comforting me at the same time. And so there was a place where I was by myself and I was alone. It was a very lonely place. I dealt with bitterness. I dealt with anger. I was even angry with God, because I'm like, God, you're the one who called me to this church. Why would you allow this to happen when you told me to go here? I ended up getting kicked out of the church over it. And so I really began to rejoice, to see what it really means to walk as Christ walked, and to suffer as he suffered, and to truly undergo persecution for righteousness' sake. And so in obedience, I did it. And now I can say, coming out of that, I endured. I've grown from it. The light definitely always shines at the end of the tunnel. But even after that, even after I came out of that, God sent me into the wilderness. And I was confused because I'm like, Lord, I know you put greatness inside of me. I know you've given me vision, but nothing's happening. I had like two speaking engagements arranged, and in 1 week, both of those speaking engagements got canceled. And so God was shutting the doors on everything that had been opened for me. And so I was confused because I'm like, God, I obeyed you, but nothing's happening for me. And so I didn't understand at the time, and it took some adjusting. It took adjusting to the wilderness, but once I got adjusted and got settled, I loved it. And I became content with God being enough. You know, he says, if you have clothing and you have food, to be content with these things, for I said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so it really, the wilderness is not a place of sorrow or, you know, God trying to torture you. It's a place to get to know God. It's an intimate place to get alone with him because he wants to spend time with you, and the only way he can do it is in a place where you're completely undistracted. So once I got adjusted to that and got comfortable there, probably January of this year, I was worshiping one day in the house, and he gave me a vision. I had a vision of me being at an outdoor event, and there were people there, and that's how Holy United was birthed. Holy United was birthed from an intimate place of worship with God, and in that intimate place of worship, he opened my mind and literally deposited this vision into me to bring the body of Christ together, to unite them. So I had to go through to get to this place, just like the Israelites had to go through the wilderness in order to inherit their promised land of milk and honey. Granted, they spent more time in the wilderness than what God desired, because he said it was an 11-day journey and it took them 40 years. So I just want to encourage somebody right there that we determine how long we spend in the wilderness, not God. So now I'm stepping into the promised land, and I see the faithfulness of God, and I know that this is just the beginning, because God rewards obedience, but he does not want to give us the reward before our character is not properly developed to handle the reward. And so I'm here. This is where I'm at, and I'm free. I'm delivered. I'm walking in the light. I have a pure worship and a pure love for God and a confidence in who I am in Christ and who he's called me to be. And I'm just stepping out. I decided to say yes. He didn't give me any money. He just said, do it. And I did it. And he's doing the rest.
Amen. Amen. Because, I mean, your testimony alone, you know, can help so many, especially a lot of young women that have been churched, that have been in the church, because, you know, your testimony, you can't just tell that to anybody, especially when you're dealing with the church in it as a whole. Because a lot of times, you know, when we go into the hospital, which is the church, a lot of times, a lot of churches aren't equipped to handle the symptoms. And a lot of times what happens, we end up getting church hurt because of the fact that the church isn't equipped to handle the symptom. Because a lot of us get so quick to judge and so quick to beat up, we're not equipped and handled enough to be able to nurture and to help these individuals or these young men or these young ladies that are coming with their symptoms. And we can't diagnose it properly, so we throw them a whole bunch of scriptures and throw them a whole bunch of stuff and philosophies, but yet we have to get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is having an unconditional love that Christ had for us and still has for us. Once we get to that point, then we'll be able to love past the pain. We'll be able to love even when we're going through pain. And when you are going through your process, You had to purge yourself, and you had to understand that God was in it no matter how you felt, no, regardless of how many people have left you, regardless of how many churches have closed their doors to you, God still opened doors for you anyway. And all he asked you to do was purge yourself. And when you removed yourself from the stigma of folk, and that's what a lot of us do, we get so caught up in what First Lady or what pastor going to say instead of what God's going to say. And it stumps our growth. It stumps our move. But anyway, I'm not here to preach. We're here to talk about you. So,
that's all right.
Anywho, yeah. Anywho, so Killeen is a strategic place because we have a lot of movements going on, especially in the city of Killeen, because there's a lot of things going on in the city itself. And God gave you Killeen. So was it because of your own personal triumph that God said Killeen is the place where I want you to birth this ministry, or is just in general, as far as uniting the churches, as far as all the churches that we have around us, denominations mm-hmm. that we have around us, and what have you, was Killeen the it place the Holy Spirit told you, this is where we're going to plant this seed, and this is where we're going to start really uniting the branches together? And not only, you're not going to be a part of this because you don't go to this denomination or this church, or you don't sing this way, or you don't praise and worship like we do, so we can't fellowship together. So what was the thing for you that allowed you to just say, you know what, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what denomination you are, we're going to unite together as a body of believers. I don't care if you praise break at your church, or I don't care if you just lift up your hands, or I don't care if you just sing in tongues. I don't care about mm-hmm. that. We're gonna unite, period. So what was that for you? What gave you that comfort and say, you know what, we're just going to flow, and God's going to send me the people that he needs to send for this event to make this event work. So what was that comfort for you going into it?
I would say first, God gave me his heart.
Yes.
That was something that I've been praying. Those are the type of prayers that I pray. Lord, I really want your heart. And at one point he told me, I've given you my heart. And that's really the key. When we say yes to Jesus, we're saying yes to your heart, not mine. And that's why he says, if any man would follow me, he must deny himself. We have to die. I have to die. And once I die to my will, to my desires, so I could take his heart, he gave it to me. And once he gave it to me, he began to show me his burden for the truth of what unity is. And the second thing I would say is out of personal conviction. So he gave me his heart, but it also came out of personal conviction. And it came out of personal conviction from my own experiences of being a victim of not being free to express myself in Christ. Not being educated on unity, on the importance of unity, why it even matters. And I'm sorry, just a moment, my daughter, she just came to see me.
It's okay.
So I wasn't educated on unity. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that I needed my brothers and sisters in Christ. I really didn't know what they were for. You know, I didn't know. I thought the pastor was God. You know, we come and we sit and we listen to him and we worship him. And, you know, we give him honor and we lavish them with gifts. And we were not really taught how, well, at least in my case, I was not taught how to have a personal relationship with God. I wasn't taught how to hear the voice of God. I wasn't taught how to rely and depend on God and the voice of Holy Spirit. It was more like, okay, you're equipped, you're educated, you're more knowledgeable. You must know what you're talking about. So your purpose in my life is to teach me about Jesus, but it's not. And so, I didn't know, and I made a lot of mistakes. I was in rebellion a lot of the times because of my ignorance, because I wasn't taught these things, you know? And so I was the person who was criticized for, you know, my worship. You know, I went to a church that was pretty conservative with worship. You know, we might lift a hand, we might clap a hand, but, you know, we don't really, you know, we might sway from side to side, but there's no running around the church. There's no shouting, there's no screaming, because then that becomes a distraction. And that's the type of worshiper that I am. You know, I did not get saved in a church. No pastor took my hand and prayed a sinner's prayer with me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just sharing my testimony. I got saved in the upper room of my biological father's house. When I didn't know about church. I didn't grow up in church. I wasn't educated about denominations. I didn't know a lot of things. All I knew was I was desperate, and I saw something I wanted, and I believed it, and Holy Spirit came, filled me, and changed me, you know? And I thought that was every Christian's testimony in my ignorance, and then I discovered over the years that it's really not, you know, and that a lot of Christians haven't had that encounter with the manifest love of God, with the tangible presence of His love that really changes a person. And so because I didn't have the pre-knowledge of church education, there was nobody to tell me how to worship. I just expressed what I felt. And I was in Ohio, Texas at the time. I mean, Ohio, Texas. I was in Cleveland, Ohio at the time. And then I was praying and fasting, and Holy Spirit told me, I want you to move back to Killeen. And at first, I'm like, no, God, because I left there for a reason. But He wanted me to come back so everyone could see the work He had done in me. And so I came this firecracker, for lack of a better term, and came to a church where that type of expression of worship was not welcome, because, as I said, it can be distracting. It takes away from the focus and things like that. And so I became bound, and I became bitter, because I wasn't free to be myself. And as a result, I rebelled. I rebelled against leadership. Wow. And then the very same thing that was done to me, I ended up doing to other people, because when you get bullied over a certain amount of time, you become a bully. And so I would criticize people. Oh, well, you're not worshiping God because you're just sitting down. You're supposed to clap your hands. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. And I would do the same thing to people that was done to me and put them in a spiritual prison, because I expected their worship to look all flamboyant and extra like me. And it's not right. And so I say all that to say I did a lot of things wrong, and I realized God gave this to me because I was that person who was critical. I was that person who judged people because they didn't get the revelation of what this verse means. I was that person who was critical because they didn't agree with my theology, or, you know, the revelation that I got about a particular verse, or because they didn't worship the way that I worship. And it just became this vicious cycle until Holy Spirit had to get me alone and really show me by His Spirit, not by a human, but by His Spirit. He showed me the reality of what unity is, of what it means to accept one another, and how He's called us to be one, but not necessarily be in agreement. He didn't call us to necessarily agree on everything. That wasn't part of it.
Exactly.
I can be one with you and love you and honor you without being agreement on tongues. That's such a controversial subject. It makes people uncomfortable. It gives people anxiety. But if you don't believe that, you know, a person can worship in tongues, you have the right to believe that. But to criticize me because I don't agree with it, and to tell me I'm wrong, you're right, that's where we have a problem, and that's where division comes in. Because when we come to worship, we're all supposed to be fixed on Christ anyway. I shouldn't even be focusing on what my neighbor's doing, because my attention is supposed to be fixed on God. And if my attention is fixed on God, I don't have time to be noticing my neighbor. You know what I mean? So to answer your question, it started with the heart of God, and it started with, and then second, my conviction. This is the place He called me back to, and this is where I am. I believe that Holy United is going to be global. It is global. There's going to be Holy United Africa, Holy United Europe, Holy United Asia, but this is the starting place. And it makes sense that this is my birth home. This is where I lived in the darkest darkness, the greatest hopelessness. I have been in Christ and done things the wrong way, but now I'm in the same city and I'm walking in the light. And so it's been a journey for me to show those who don't know Christ and those who have been in church all their lives but still have not had that one encounter with the love of God that brings transformation, and to educate the church on the realities of unity. So,
And I think that's the biggest thing, because a lot of our, of course, every house, as far as the church is concerned, every house has protocol and procedure. We get it. We got it.
Right.
But
right.
A lot of people that are coming into the faith, they don't understand that. And like yourself, you weren't church educated, so you don't know you didn't know the protocol and procedure that it took, or how you sit, how you clap, how you're supposed to praise and worship, how you this, how you that. God created all of us to be uniquely and fine-tuned to worship Him the way we were built and designed to be worshiping Him. And this is why a lot of churches are missing the mark, because not everybody is built to praise the same way Sister Susie praises. Everybody don't praise break. Everybody don't raise their hand. A lot of people just sway from side to side. But you should not, like you said, you should not be tackled or belittled or diminished because you don't praise break. That doesn't mean I'm not worshiping God because you don't see me praise breaking, or you don't see me, you know, going through the theatrics. God sees the heart, and that's what people don't understand. When you're worshiping God, He's not looking at the theatrics. He's looking at the heart. Just like this big thing about tithes and offerings, He's not looking at how much money you put in the pot. He's looking at your heart. So if that dollar is that's all you have, and you are sowing that dollar in faith that dollar can move mountains, then God's going to honor that dollar versus dropping $10,000, because it doesn't matter, because if your heart isn't in the thing, it's not going to manifest itself. So I do believe that this event is not only going to start here in Killeen, but it is going to be a global thing, because we need that. We need folks that have not been grown up and nurtured in the church with church protocols and procedures. We need a lot of raw saints that have been pressed, have been grown up outside the walls of the church, had that John the Baptist experience, and be able to be grown and to be honed and to be used by the same God we worship, even in the four walls of the church. It should not be limited to the four walls. And this is what a lot of churches are teaching. The Holy Spirit isn't limited to the four walls. You are the walking church. You are the walking temple. So the Holy Spirit, the power of preaching, teaching, the prophecy, the apostolic call, all of that is birthed inside of each and every one of us. It's up to us to develop the relationship in order for those things to be manifest. But anyway, here we go again. what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the event. Where is it going to be located? What time? Are tickets going to be on sale and all that jazz? But we have Ms. Tashay Lewis on the line, yes, sir, and we definitely are chopping it up, talking about this exciting event coming to Killeen this Saturday. Family, you don't want to miss it, but you are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. When we come back, we got more with Tashay. Keep it locked.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Come on, let me breathe down just to land on you.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready, to walk?
Let's go! We are back with Tashay Lewis and with our upcoming event coming to Killeen family. Check it out. So as we're talking about the event, let the family know exactly where the event's going to be located, what time, are there tickets going to be on sale? If so, do you have any websites or any Facebook pages people can go to check it out?
So the event is absolutely free. This event is exclusively for the church, but I say that loosely. It is for the church, but if people who don't know God come, then, you know, I believe that God is going to minister to them right where they are as well. So it's for anyone, but it's designed for the body of Christ. It's going to be at the Killeen Community Center at the amphitheater. It's outdoors. And even though I've been seeing a lot of rain, I was used to look at the forecast because I'm decreeing 75 degrees with a slight breeze, and it is so in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be outdoors, and like I said, it's this Saturday, July 14th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's going to go by so fast. We've got a full schedule. Not 1 minute will be idle. Every single minute is accounted for. We're going to have several different vendors. They're going to have an opportunity to come up and share about their organization or their ministry or their business. I believe every single vendor is believing-based. That was one thing I really wanted. I didn't just want anyone. I wanted people who God had given them God-breathed vision and businesses and organizations to serve the people of God, but also to provide for their needs as well. We're going to have bounce houses for the children. We are going to have food vendors. We currently have three different types of foods. We're going to have Mexican food, we're going to have barbecue, and we're going to have Jamaican food. Shout out to Jamaican food. And we're going to have a shake ice truck. So all of the food will be available upon purchase. That is the only thing that isn't free. And then if anyone is interested in purchasing anything from the vendors, that will not be free. But we are having several giveaways. I think we're having about 7 to 9 prize giveaways. We're going to have some live worship. We're going to have the congregation where I fellowship is Hispanic. So they're going to be bringing some Spanish worship, and they're going to be mixing it in with some English. And it's just going to be such a great time. We've got some contemporary worship. We're going to have some gospel hip-hop, shout out to Kingdom Grind Music, and we're also going to have Tashay Zion. She is a gospel recording artist, so she's going to come and bless us as well. So they're just going to have all types of different believers from different walks of life with different styles. We're going to have spoken word. Shout out to my sister, Kaya Truth. And she's going to bless us with her gift. We're going to have dance. We are going to have speakers. So it's just going to be a wonderful time. One thing I do want to say is this is not an event for pastors. It's not an event for apostles. It's not an event for prophets and prophetesses. We are taking off our titles. We are laying our titles down, and we are all coming as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all equals. We are coming as equal. We're not coming exalted one above the other, because we're all equal in Christ. We're all the children of God. And so I don't want that to be a distraction or to cause somebody else to feel discouraged. We're just coming as brothers and sisters. That's the only title we're going to be carrying at this event. So it's all love and it's all unity. So that's what you guys can expect. It's going to be a great time. And I spoke to the Lord, and I believe he's going to pour out his love. He's going to touch people in a way they have never been touched. Christians who have been saved for years that have never been touched in this way before. And I'm just coming expecting God to come down. The same way he descended on Mount Sinai, I am expecting him to show up and miraculously touch each and every one of us without us needing to pray for one another. Just the glory of God so heavy that just his glory alone will do the work. So it's going to be a great time. So if y'all are available, if you're not doing anything, it's going to be beautiful weather. Come on out, and we will love on you, and you will just have a wonderful time.
Amen. Amen. Well, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give to the family? We do have Tashay on the line. So, family, if you want to call in, show her some love, it's 773-897-6490 is the number to call. We still have her for a few more minutes. So, please, give us a call. Don't be shy. We're not going to preach you to death. You just go, just say hi, some words of encouragement, show some love to her. But, again, give the family the day, the time, where is it going to be located, and just let them know. You already told them it's going to be love, and you got so much different flavor in the event that I'm excited just hearing about it. So I'm definitely going to come out and support and be a part of this great event, because praise and worship is what I love, and hearing it from different venues, from different cultures, from different people that love the same God I love. That's what makes this whole thing united. We can't always sound the same. We always can't have the same, you know, same trumpet. You know, we can't have the same piano playing, the same keys. We all praise the Lord in a different way, and that's what this whole event is about. And that's what I love about it. But anyway, do you have any shout out that you want to give to the family, anybody you like to thank personally and all that jazz?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, shout out to Christopher Newton for having me on the show. I want to give a shout out. Shout out to Putz and Cold Press for playing the track More Than a Hero. That is one of the songs off of his latest album, off of his new EP called More Than a Hero. So y'all can find that on Spotify. Purchase it. Support him. He's out of Carpenter's Cove, and he's a wonderful local gospel artist. He's going to be ministering at Holy United as well. I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Valencia Blunt, for helping me and being so patient with me. Of course, you know, I thank Holy Spirit, and I thank God for just even trusting me with such a huge burden and vision. And I love my husband. I want to give a shout-out to him for his support and his encouragement and his prayers throughout, and his patience with me throughout the process. I want to give a shout-out to my babies, Joshua and Esther, for their patience with me as I've been really, really consumed with preparing for this. And, you know, I mean, they've had to sacrifice quality time with mommy in order for me to be able to do that. And I just want to give a shout-out to all the vendors. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who said yes, Dr. Claudette Scott Morgan, Trey Crockett,
Westside Baptist Church. Alberta Barrett, thank you so much for all the volunteers. Thank you for blessing us with all of the t-shirts. Anyone who has sowed a financial seed into making Holy United possible. And I want to thank the place where I worship, Centro Cristiano Moret, Eduardo Carrasquillo, and Rosa Carrasquillo are my pastors. Thank them for their blessing and their support and their prayers behind this vision. So I just thank everyone who is coming, who is taking time out of their day to come and be a part of this celebration and this event. And I just look forward to meeting everyone. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, man. I'm excited. I am excited that, and I'm glad that the one thing that was key is the fact that you have the Hispanic community involved, because they have a tremendous praise and worship gift as well. And a lot of it's not heard. And the awesome thing about the network, and we play a lot of Hispanic cultural music because they praise God differently, and they're able to do English and Spanish. And when you're singing it in Spanish, it's one way, and then you're singing it English, it's another way, and there's two different moves of God. And it's like, you know, my goodness. So, I mean, you know, my hairs are standing up just thinking about it. So I'm definitely,
amen.
I'm definitely excited just to hear that alone. You know, it's not going to just be us folk out there. It's going to be a whole bunch of different folks from different walks
That's
of
right.
life, some church, some unchurched. So if you're just walking up the block and you got nothing to do and you got your little seat, just pull up to the curb and you could just listen to some music from all walks of life, and God will definitely shine through it, because he will definitely honor it. He's already honored it. It's already been settled. It's already been activated, and I'm just excited that the move of God is going to bring all sorts of folk. Because the one thing that we don't do as a body of believers, we don't bring everybody, and that's the one thing that I can applaud you on, Tashe, is that you allowed the heart of God to be transparent, and you listened, and you allowed him to help you orchestrate to bring in so many different flavors to make this event possible. And again, you know, I have to applaud you on your humbleness and your obedience to the Holy Spirit to allow this, this thing to happen. Man, I'm just excited about it. But anywho, I don't have any hard copy questions. Just saying, you know, I don't have any hard questions to ask, because you basically hit everything that needs to be hit as well. But do you have a personal ministry, like for sisters that have gone through what you've gone through? Are there any social media outlets that they can reach you if they need to talk or they need support or prayer or what have you? Are you open to that, or is that something that God is still stirring in your spirit?
I don't have like a ministry per se geared towards that. I really just kind of minister as the Lord, you know, would allow me to. But I'm definitely open. I do have a personal Facebook page, so if anyone, you know, would like to reach out, you send me a private message, phone number. I love connecting with people. I love being transparent with them and helping, you know, them in any way that I can, you know, women, young, older, in the in-between. So you can find me on Facebook, Tashe Lewis, T-A-S-H-E Lewis. And so, I'm open to however God would use me to serve him. But at the time, I don't have any ministry right now. Holy United is really all that he has given to me at this point.
Amen. Well, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts, some closing reminders, and also push the event. Holy United is this Saturday, family, this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Colleen Ample Theater. It is a free event. It don't cost you nothing but your time. Just saying.
That's right.
So if you ain't doing anything and you just sitting at the house just shooting the breeze, come out, be supportive, let the Holy Spirit hit you. I don't care if you are a church goer that go to church every Sunday or somebody that just goes once a year on Easter. Who
That's
cares?
Right.
Come out,
That's right.
be supportive, let the Holy Spirit hit you where it needs to hit you, and be blessed by the diversity of music from all walks of life, loving the same God, praising in their way, and allowing
Amen.
Unity truly in the community, not only in the community of where we stay, but also unity in the church body itself. We are excited here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And again, anything that you have going, you definitely let us know. We will help you push it and help it get out there so people can hear about this ministry, because this is not it. It ain't over yet. This is just the start. So the one thing I do want to encourage you, regardless if you have 20 people that come out, regardless if you have just 5 people come out, do not allow that to stump what God is giving
Amen.
You. Because a Amen. Lot of, because a lot of times we get discouraged on the amount of numbers. And sometimes
right.
it's not the amount of numbers that we should be seeking. It's the amount of souls that we should be seeking. And if it's
Amen.
Just 5 souls, that's fine. That's great. You still going to praise God anyway, because God's going to honor it. And that's the one thing that we get so caught up on. We get caught up in this number stuff. And just
mm-hmm.
because it's the first annual event don't mean it's going to be the last one. And every year is going to get bigger and bigger. And if God does multiply this first event to be huge, then to God be the glory, because
Amen.
There is so much preparation, not only spiritually, that came into this project that God gave you, but there's
mm-hmm.
so much more to it. And this is just only the beginning, my sister. So you continue to
Amen.
Stay encouraged. Do not allow the enemy to talk nonsense to your ear, and just stay encouraged, because people are going to run their mouth. People are going to hate, even in the church body. That's just how it is. But we have to understand that Christ is the head of it, and we cannot allow folk to stop what God called us to do. Amen. And I'm
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
But anyway, but anyway,
Amen.
We're going to go into another break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts from Tashay, and we got an upcoming song by my boy Titus featuring Blanco. It's called Push. This is an appropriate song for your event as well. And we also have Jonathan McReynolds, Not Lucky, I'm Loved. Keep it locked. Psalmist Voice, Reloaded. We'll be right back with more of Tashay Lewis. Keep it locked.
To the hottest station on the planet.
Life with no purpose. It ain't hard to add common sense, so worth it. But no doubt.
right in every state we in. On judgment day, I hope that they let me in. Let me push.
Please don't leave me now. In my life, I need you now. Knowing that I let you down, I hope that I make you proud. Struggling, show me how. In your light, I walk for miles. Please don't leave me now, no, no. Oh, oh,
oh. Push.
Jesus, love.
uplifting word with yours truly, the psalmist voice. If this is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, are you ready to walk? Let's go!
We are back, Psalmist Voice Reloaded, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network with our special guest for today, Ms. Tashay Lewis. She's in the building. And again, Tashay, tell the family where the event's going to be, where it's going to be located, the time, place, what to expect, any closing thoughts you'd like to give to the family before we go today.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you clearly. Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to make sure my connection is right. So it's going to be July 14th, this Saturday, at the Killeen Community Center. We're going to be outdoors down at the amphitheater. It's the huge stage they have out there. It's going to be from 2 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. And I wanted to let you guys know that we do have a Facebook page. It's Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, United. You can go on that page for more updates. You can like our page. You can follow us to stay up to date with current events and things of that nature. You can also send an email to holyunited@hotmail.com, or you can call me directly at 254-466-0367. It's just going to be a time of celebration, of joy, of laughter, of prayer. One thing I want everybody to feel coming and going is accepted. I want everyone to feel accepted the way they are and where they are in their walk with Christ, and to just feel confident to know that you're not going to be judged or you're not going to be criticized, but that you can just do you. You know, Jesus says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Be not entangled with a yoke of bondage again. And so that you will be able to experience and express your freedom in Christ without the judgments of other people. So we're coming to celebrate one another. We're coming to honor. We're coming to respect one another and to accept one another as we are. Because no two of us are exactly the same, but we are all there to worship the same God. And if it looks different, it is okay, because that is the way the Church of Christ is supposed to be. So you guys come on out. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have food, lots of water, snow cones, and just so much more. So we look forward to seeing everyone out there. Also, we are still raising funds for our event. We need quite a bit of money, actually, before this Saturday. I still need about $2,000 that I'm trusting God to provide. He didn't bring me this far to forsake me. He's been providing in so many other ways. But I do want to publicly extend the invitation to give, if you feel compelled to give, if God puts it on your heart. But if you give, I just ask that you do it cheerfully and trust that God will honor your act of love to start sowing into His kingdom. So thank you guys, and I'll see you there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, do you have any place where, do you have a certain account set up where, or they can donate to the ministry? Is there a certain place where they can go?
Yes, yes, they can donate to PayPal. I have a PayPal account. I don't have the Cash App, but I do have PayPal, and the address is Takira, T as in Texas, A-K-E-R-A, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, @hotmail.com. So again, that's Takira Lewis @hotmail.com, and you can send your love offering there, and we'll receive it hassle free. And we just thank everyone. We just thank everyone who's participated and helped us up to this point.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so very much for taking the time out to be on the show today. Our first show of the new season. And
Amen.
Being that God is definitely pushing you in your new season, it's definitely
Amen.
Appropriate that we come together for such a time as this. And also, do you have any encouraging words that you would like to give anyone out there that's listening that has gone through what you've gone through, and now that you're at a place of peace and restoration, can you give anybody anything that's encouraging and that will lift them up before we go today?
Yes, absolutely. First, I would say that God does not have favorites. He loves each of us equally, and the same freedom that he offers to one, he offers to all. But what dictates that is our willingness to surrender. We will only be free to the degree that we surrender. So if we surrender 30% of our lives, then we'll walk in 30% of our freedom. If we surrender 70% of our lives, then we'll walk in 70% of the freedom that Christ has purchased for us. But when you surrender everything, then you will walk in the full freedom that Christ purchased for you. You know, when he talks about the sower and the seed and the four different type of soils, that last seed that was sown on good ground, he said, and some brought forth a 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Why settle for 30-fold when you can encounter the 100-fold? But you are the one who determines what your harvest will look like. You are the one who determines how much freedom you will walk in. You are the one who determines to the degree God will use you based on what you're willing to surrender. And so those scenes of shame, those really, really dark places, those wounds that you shared with nobody, if you're not willing to surrender that to God, then there will be so many other people who God wants to set free, but because of our unwillingness to let go and give it to God, we will miss out on the opportunity to minister someone and help them get out of their bondage to walk in freedom. So God offers the same freedom to us all, but not all of us are willing to surrender everything. Jesus wants everything, and it's for our good. He said he comes to heal the brokenhearted and bind our wounds. And so we have to be vulnerable enough to trust him with those vulnerable areas of our lives and trust that he is for us and that he loves us and that he will bring healing and comfort and restoration. And he will, but you have to be willing to let go. And then you will experience the full freedom that Christ has purchased for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I gotta have you on the show as a special guest co-host. When we do a regular show segment, because you be preaching, girl, just saying.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. That comes from that secret place,
ma'am.
From that intimacy. Yes.
It came out of that birthing room. See,
that's right.
A whole nother. See, all right, let me stop. Anyway, well, family, we are out of time. And again, we want to thank Ms. Shay Lewis for giving her testimony, definitely giving her vision that God has given, and the best is yet to come, family. Again, it is in Killeen this Saturday. You don't want to miss it. From 2 to 6,
Amen.
It is absolutely free, free, free. So leave your mantle on the shelf. Do not come being Bishop Desmond Tutu. Just saying. Come as Derek. Come as Mike. Come as Chris. There's no titles invited. So if you're planning on trying to take over the event, this event is not for you. It is there to come together to give God praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's right.
And amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Family, always, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the psalmist voice, or you see Tashay Lewis, Holy United, anywhere in the state of Texas or around the world, family,
that's
walk
right.
with us. Let's go. We're going to get up out of here. We got an appropriate song just for you. It's Jim's song featuring Tasha Cobb Leonard, Break Every Chain. Have a great afternoon, family. We love you and be blessed. See ya.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Exalt my life, tear within, called on Christ, fail again. All my life, dwelled in sin, causing strife. My flare was dim, was lost in life. My prayer was then, to floss some ice, inhale revenge, to ball like Mike, be 12 of Ben's. Turn off the lights, and nail your friends. But you fall from heights, when the ledge is thin. When you're called to fight, but you're scared to win. When they've marked the price, when you're head for 10. And you're calling Christ, because you dread the grim. And it's dark at night, but you pledge with him. You've lost your sight, and you tread and swim. Shark to bite, shred your limbs, tombstones for life.
There's
him.
An army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
Touch my heart, my grace I'm healed. Fill me up, bless my soul. Clean me out, make me whole. Heal my mind, break the chain. Spare my life, stop the rain. Move the clouds, send your dove. Shine your light, send your love. Make me feel, touch my hands. You're my shield, touch my fans. Anoint my head, direct my feet. Correct my path, I bless the meek. I bless my craft, I bless the weak. I bless the staff, I bless the chief. I bless the laugh, I bless the grief. I'm blessed to have, I'm blessed to be. I'm blessed in wrath, I'm blessed in peace. Blessed to grab, blessed to speak. I'm blessed to grab, I'm blessed to reach. In Jesus' name, the chains release. We only live a moment, cause nothing lasts forever. Receive it now and own it, it's either now or never. But never seem forever, forever seem to never. Come when you're in the moment, you wish would last forever. You realize the loneliness, know that you're walking on it. Not what you really want, but how bad you really want it. Hey y'all, we finally grown up, I thought that's what we wanted. So we can do the grown up, whenever that we want it. And smoke on marijuana, and live within a moment. Cause ain't nobody own us, yeah let's just don't condone it. Cause who can right or wrong us, the mirror's my opponent. It's either now we grown up, that we don't even want it. God is my everything that I ever could ever want. It's a top cause I dare to dream I could rock when I'm dead and gone. If you rockin' this treasure, we keep them talking. However long, because life is not guaranteed. And tomorrow may never come. I got some love for sanity. This is only the God he's done. That whoever believes on perish, but life can be carried on through eternity.
The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go. It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa del Deed, Saka Fet, Comestad. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous Francois, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.